Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. The top 5 questions small business owners ask me as an advisor. Number 1, what business model should I set up? One of the most common questions I receive, especially from startups, is whether or not to set up as a sole trader, a partnership, proprietary limited company, or another structure. Now, this answer depends on your situation, including your industry and location. It's essential to consult with an accountant. Each model comes with its own tax and regulatory obligations. Your accountant can guide you through those nuances based on your sector, local government area, and specific needs. And please don't forget to ask about your tax obligations. Should I be registered for GST is a question you need to ask your accountant. And every couple of years, you need to ask your accountant about that. Number 2, do I need a website? The need for a website varies from business to business. Some clients of mine thrive with just social media platforms, while others rely solely on their website with minimal social media presence. It depends on your budget, your resources, and your business model. If you decide to set up a website, ensure your domain name aligns with your business name for consistency and brand recognition. Whether you choose a website, social media, or both, make the choice based on what suits your target audience and what your available resources are. Number 3, where can I access information for running my business? There are many resources available for small businesses today. When I first started, there was absolutely not much at all. So websites like Business Victoria's business.vic.gov.au provide a wealth of information these days, including workshops, templates, newsletter sign-up, and changes to legislation and other business guidelines. And I think it's in a fairly simple, easy-to-read format as well. Local governments often have eco-dev teams or business concierges who can guide you through the permits and regulations specific to your area and your sector. Many local government websites also offer tools and resources, including personalised business journeys and sign-up options for newsletters to keep you informed about updates and opportunities. And I think that is really vital. I often say to clients, there's only 2 newsletters, well, 3 if you include signing up to mine, that you really should have coming into your inbox, and that is your state government one and your local government one. Okay, so number 4 is, which accountancy package should I use? Choosing the right accountancy software is crucial for managing finances efficiently. For those starting up in business, a simple option like the big boys, Myob, QuickBooks, or Xero is often suitable. One tip is to choose software that your accountant is familiar with, as this can streamline the setup process and ongoing management. Also, consider hiring a bookkeeper or an accountant to help you configure that software setup according to your business needs. Subscription-based options often offer annual payment plans, which can save you a lot of money compared to monthly payments. So have a good bit of research around accountancy packages, budget, and find out what the accountancy packages will give you. You know, do they give you bank feeds? Do they give you reporting requirements that you need? How well do they integrate with the ATO portal? All of those things, and superannuation as well. Have a good look around and talk to other business owners. Find out what accountancy packages they're using. There might be a sector-based accountancy package that will be more suited to your needs. Number 5, this is a doozy. What permits, licenses, and insurances do I need? Now, small business owners frequently need help understanding which permits and licenses are required for their specific operations. And this might include everything from planning permits, licenses, even a simple A-frame permit, or, you know, the feather banner permit type things that you might need, or statements of trade if you plan to attend markets. It's important to connect with your local government business concierge, if they're available, for guidance on these requirements. Another idea is just to ring council after having a good look at their website and seeing whether or not your business does need a permit to operate. Additionally, finding the right insurance is critical. So working with a knowledgeable business insurance broker can help you secure coverage that fits your needs. Whether it's a business interruption insurance type setup, contents, or theft protection, just to name a few, and there are heaps. Always ask your broker questions to clarify coverage scenarios such as fire, storm damage, or leasing responsibilities. It's essential to understand what each policy covers, and don't hesitate to ask for further explanation or clarification from your broker. Need any assistance with any of these top 5 points? Feel free to reach out, and I'll see you soon. Bye from now.
Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.